Good afternoon, good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Witterow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And damn, I've had enough cold weather. I live in Alaska, but enough is enough. 5 below again this morning. We've had about 4 or 5 weeks of this 18, 20 below, 23 below stuff. And it's been very unusual. We get about a week of it up here, which is fine. And then it gets above about 10, 15 above, but I don't know. I guess that global warming, I'm going to have to give Greta a call, find out what happened to that global. Of course, they call it climate change now, see. Climate change. You think the climate hasn't been changing? Or do they really think there are people that stupid? I can't believe it. Climate change. Oh, I'm against climate change. Well, what the hell? We had an ice age. I think. Sheesh. And they never want to go back to the science, the sunspots and the cloud cover. And then the ocean, as a result of this, stores CO2 and lets CO2 out. But that's the result of all this instead of what causes it. God, I get so tired of this nonsense. These liars. Democratic Party, I am telling you, I'm rooting for Bernie. Come on, Bernie. Let's get it on. Let's bring the Democratic Party down and they'll go the way of the Whigs. He has no chance against Trump. He would get absolutely nowhere, which is good. These people are, they're everything is against Trump. What's their platform? You listen to them. Other than fantasy land. Oh, medical for everybody. Then Medicare for everybody. It's not even like the regular Medicare. It's a one-payer system. But it sounds good, the words. But nobody checks out the facts. That's amazing to me. I don't know. I watched, like I say, I watched that impeachment stuff, and I recorded almost all of it. Trump's team was right on, and these people just get up and lie their butts off. One fact witness. And the evidence is there in the transcript, the call. What the hell happened to facts? People in these courts. We're in the matrix, folks, whether you realize it or not. There's two things going on down here in this world. We got the creator side, and then we got good old Satan, devil. He's created a fictional overlay. The days of wine and roses, eat, drink, and be merry, and stupider than hell, and be a good slave. I've been doing this now for 20 years. Been on Republic Broadcasting for about 10 or better, and thank God for Republic's giving me a good platform. I get to talk about anything I want. And you see what I'm doing? I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. I have Westlaw. And if you don't have Westlaw, you're going nowhere. Because I can do more in 10, 15 seconds than 1,000 law attorneys in a law library and word searching and things like that. What does this mean? Put it in quotation marks, phrases, same sentence, same paragraph. I am willing, if you are a member of my list, I call it IRS list, but I talk about all kinds of things. It's $250 postal money order, or use a Walmart, it's much better. But if you can't afford it, I'll still add you. And if you're on the list and you provide a hard drive, they're about $80 or so now. And then a postage is a little less than 10, something like that. It went up. I'll give you all my research. Have you ever seen all of the Tompkins on the English Common Law, 1810? No. Did you ever see the books of 1948 on the Title 18 and Title 28 with all of the revisor's notes? No, because there's only a few of them left in the whole world. I got two of them. I actually had to get a copy out of Gonzaga Law Library because this one was so marked up, I wanted to get a clean copy. Have you ever seen ruling case law? Do you even know what it is? It is like Amgerman, Corpus Juris, Corpus Juris Secundum. It's the beginning before Amger, American jurisprudence. Tremendous amount of information because they cite so many cases and they still cite ruling case law. Then I have Amger 1. There's about 60 volumes of that I've scanned and took apart. When I had my business, I spent about $100,000 on books. Got all kinds of books. I got to finish up and get out is the missing 13th Amendment of Virginia. I have an original 1819 book of Virginia. They said it passed. $1,000 I gave for it. Giles Jacobs Law Dictionary. 1791. $1,000 I gave for it. English Common Law. Before I found Tompkins, which took Giles Jacobs and Americanized it, put it in the English Common Law. It's 6 volumes. These are things that are available for you for your research. All kinds of, I have all the dictionaries, Blacks and Bouvier's and Anderson's and all sorts of stuff. But it takes a 1 terabyte hard drive. Because it's about 450-500 gigabytes of information. I'm wanting to share it. I want people. I'm looking for fighters. And I'm looking for people to get involved. You don't win a football game by sitting on the bleachers. Yeah, there are people that can't play. Okay, then if you have the money, donate for us that are in the battle. Keep us afloat. Because that's not easy, I'll tell you. Dave Gladden, I helped him for years, and all of a sudden he went off the farm. I helped McAlpine, the first one we ever won to Books and Records. Our Books and Records packed up and left, and all of a sudden he gets criminally indicted after a couple of years of being left alone. They put a spy in, and Ed Waller comes along and said, I got a silver bullet, and anybody that tells you they got a silver bullet, run like hell. The truth against this evil is a fight. They're not just going to bend over. They walk away sometimes, depending on who they are. But it's a fight. Now McAlpine is in jail. And the information I have, Ed Waller's driving this Mercedes. That worked out really nice. Thornton in Minnesota got his wife out of trouble because she was tied in with him. He wasn't doing filing, was into trust. The IRS comes along and all of his trust funds, one letter, and they all went away. They just folded up shop. Don't talk to me no more. Oh, a bunch of real patriots, right? Then all of a sudden, why, he gets scared of going to jail. I said, what the hell? I've been there a couple times. I don't even know how many times I've been to jail. They gave me 30 days once for just nothing. That's fine. You read. He got up and told him where they had a safe for a couple $100,000. Hey, come on over and get it. Then he had a hidden one with another 300, probably had closer to $1 million, what he made. And he gave that away. I tell you what, if I had $500,000 in some safes and they didn't know about it, hell, I'd spend a year in jail reading books and say, you know, this is, I'm getting paid really good. But everybody has their breaking points. Can't fault people. Everybody, and it's not easy, especially if you're married or if you're two people in a trust or even if you're just single, like Clyden, which had no business at all in any court thing because he couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. I'm not saying it's something derogatory. Some people can't. It's not what you do. Hell of a pilot. Court? Ridiculous. Can't even fight a traffic ticket. Shouldn't. But anyway, I'm trying to get this information out. I'm going to go over some of it. First of all, if you've ever seen The Matrix, you're in it. And what we think we know isn't the problem. It's what we think we know that's not so. Can't think of the guy that wrote. He was a great writer, poet, and all kinds of stuff. Let's look up his name. That's our problem. Because we have been lied to. Could I honestly say that there are no constitutional courts in the United States? I'm talking about under the Constitution of the United States. Do you know how many of them we have left in this country? One. Supreme Court of the United States. That's because it's in Article 3, Section 1 and 2. And it's established and ordained. They can't get rid of it. And they have to have constitutional courts in the several states. Limited jurisdictions. You know how many of those exist? None. Could I prove all these things now? Yes. It's almost like writing a book. So you just... I started emailing... Laura Ingram, I'm going to see if I get any response. She wants emails at ingramangled@foxnews.com. So I thought I'd just start sending her a few, and if I get a hold of a few of these other people and see if I could get any interest in it. I send me emails to Bill Still occasionally, and I get a response. But he's a smart guy. Bill Still's a smart dude. He's got a lot of good connections. But it's hard for these people to believe what's true. How many public officers? What is a public officer? Do you know in Alaska, it's in the Constitution for the state of Alaska, public officers. But what is it? I went and looked because I wanted to see. I just thought, man, you know, I've started off with these judges. No oath of office according to Article 12, Section 5. 41 little words. Oh, I got him. No. Then I get a letter. Finally, they admit, we don't have any civil commissions. They've never been appointed to any, quote, office. I got him. No. They're making, cooperative in child custody. Alice Brown was the first person I helped with that. She lost her little girl to adoptions. They sold her off. Slavery. I fought like hell trying to figure out what's going on. Finally, after it was over, it was too late, I found out it's all rigged. It's rigged. How do I know it's rigged? Because every state, and I now, thanks to a guy in Oklahoma, I got access into a password, and I downloaded all 50 state plans for every one of these, quote, states, and D.C., Virgin Islands, and Guam. And if you start, I'm trying to get people involved, I'll send it to you. They started back in 1935, a state plan. What the hell is it? People haven't even heard of this stuff. How would you? They don't tell you. You're on a need to know. State plans started officially back in 1935 when they had unemployment insurance for the Depression. We got to standardize and make sure that nobody is left out of the unemployment. We're here to help. We're the government. We're here to help you into slavery. And we got a real good excuse because you're so damn poor, you'll do anything. They did. So what is in the state plan? There's a name of an agency that promulgates regulations that none of them have the force and effect of law. Agencies can't make law. Sounds logical because we're taught only the legislature can. But what's in it? Every damn one of them will have a 3.1 list of something called cooperative agreements. And you say, well, I never heard of that. You're not taught that in high school. You're not taught in college. You're not taught it in grade school. What is a cooperative agreement? We're taught we have three separate branches. Oh, yeah, whoopee-doo. Do we have three separate branches today operating? No. Is it still there? Yes. There is, in Alaska, they call it CSSD, that's in the executive. That's the name of their slavery unit, or I call them slavers. They have a cooperative agreement with the court system, Alaska court system. And in Article 6 of this, first of all, what in the holy heck is the executive in a contractual type arrangement with the court? I thought the executive and the court were supposed to be separate. That's what they tell us. Oh, they'll preach it to you day and night. Oh, they're all separate. We've got an independent judge. Freaking damn lie. And I can prove it. We go down into Article 6 of this thing. First of all, in these state plans, there is a list of all of the cooperative agreements. So you have to go to the agency to get a list of all of the agreements. Who's in on these things? The Department of Law is. CSSD, the child slavers are. The agency that's supposed to be looking after your children for the best interest of the child, they're in on it. The cops are in on it because they're splitting up money from the feds, grant monies. They're being bought off. They're being bribed. Let's put it bribed. That's what they're doing. They're being bribed. It's called a benefit. There's another word for it. It's called creating rights against yourself. And let me just cite you, this happened, just started to come back in Hayburn's case in 1792, the widows and orphans. Oh, back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Well, we're back. Why would people, if you understood that the court or your child custody, your divorces, or children and stuff, if it's all rigged, why wouldn't you be interested in getting something done? Who in his right mind, when you're talking about your children, I mean, I remember Alice Brown. I felt so bad when she lost her little girl. God, it just broke my heart. Because all she did was make some comment when she was in the birthing area, and we found out later that this doctor was feeding people to the CSSD people for adoption. And why? Why would they do that? Because you see, the Congress put out an act, I think it was 1997, to get them while they're young, and we will set a baseline, and if you can go over that baseline, we'll give you $4,000 for the healthy ones and $2,000 for the sickos, the ones that are got crippled, whatever. I'm not kidding you. They got bounties like we used to have on coyotes back in Kansas for years. On children, folks. They're selling their damn children for money. And making a profit. They said, we'll set a baseline. And then if you can exceed that, what do you think the people in these agencies? Let's go grab some more kids. Man, look at the money. We can hire another person. I'm not kidding you. Not the law. They're called incentive programs. It's in these state plans. Incentive. I call it a bounty. You don't take children away and give them to somebody else for money. It's another form of slavery. They're selling children, and they don't give a hell what color or whatever. And people don't just... Alice Brown, they did. She had a second child out of wedlock. I'm not saying she's the greatest mother in the world, but it was still her child. She still had that right down in Montana. We brought in the cooperative agreement. You know what they did? They wrote her a check for $20,000 and told her to get the hell out of Montana. Name was Alice Brown. Yep. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, when I found this stuff out, I couldn't believe. I've been thrown out of the Palmer Courthouse for serving these CSSD. I go in there and they would make me put my camera and everything up on the bar thing there, so I couldn't be recording or taking any pictures or anything, because we can't let out what we're doing here because it's just so above board. And I kid you not, I went into one of those hearings up there. This happened to be over it was a black guy and a white gal. They had some children. And I went out and I was trying to find out information about why they were there during break. And when I came back in, I was thrown out of the courtroom because they said, we heard you mention their name outside. Really? I got a transcript of it. But I can tell you, when I walked into that courtroom, and I'm not exaggerating, that person that was sitting as the Department of Law turned around, and I'm telling you, I felt a cold chill like the devil or something. That person was pure frickin' damn evil. I got thrown out of the courtroom, out of the courthouse, escorted out. It's fine. I've been escorted out of the federal state, CSSD. But people don't understand. They think they're going to be nice to these people. You can't be nice to the devil. They're in it for the damn money. It says so in Article 6, the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes, and everybody is going to have the amount of money, grant money, they get, depending on what the judge, how much he does, how much he makes. Can't get any clearer than that. And you're going to go into that courtroom with your children? Or during a divorce? Do they want to cough up them cooperative agreements? No, you're going to have to work to get them. I got him out of 7th Avenue down in Anchorage. And I found a guy, and he coughed all this stuff up. He's since retired, so I got to go back, and I got to get it all updated. I've heard it now. It's $15,000 or $25,000 a pop for these kids. Bounty's gone up since 19, when I was back working on this here back in the 90s. It's been a long time. This happened, started back in Habern's case. On the widows and orphans after the war. They wanted to help out some of these people. Sounds good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Except they went to the Supreme Court, and they wanted them to say who would get the money, and then they wanted to send it back over to the other agency that was coughing up the bucks, and then they would modify that, and the Supreme Court said, no, we can't do that. When we make a decision under Article 3, Sections 1 and 2, it's final. The ball game is over. We're done. Nobody can touch that. It's over. One of the more better cases, when I started researching this out, let me find it here, was Babcock. This is a 1919 case. These rules are well settled. When they mean well settled, that means that is their precedence, and ball game is over. That the United States, when it creates rights in individuals, that, by the way, is a citizen of the United States, against itself, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. Where a statute creates a right and provides a special remedy, that remedy is exclusive. And then we have Dismuke, came along later with Babcock and others. And this is a case out of Arizona, 446 P2D 240. The Babcock case, by the way, is 250 U.S. 328. 250 U.S. 328. If anybody's listening today, the stuff that I talk about, if you send me an email and let me know, because I don't keep a script of what I talk about. I just do it off the cuff. But anyway, this case out of Arizona, 446 P2D 240. It's a 1968 case. They say the state has no common law or constitutional duty to support the poor. Aid to needy persons is solely a matter of statutory enactment. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I didn't realize what significance one little statement like that could be. Needy persons, solely statutory enactment. You can't make this stuff up. Then they go on to say courts are frequently used as the phrases judicial power and quasi-judicial power indiscriminately and inaccurately. And they go on to explain that it may not even be judicial, even though they use those words. But it gets worse. This is on page 243. Welfare benefits. Okay, now benefit is like you having children, and you say, you know, I'll give you $1 to wash the dishes, and I'll give the other child $2 to wash the dishes. This is a law. It's a benefit. It can change. You can change it at will. They say it here. Welfare benefits are grants made by the legislature has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine recipients of such grants. So they get to, it's unbelievable. Where else do we see that? Oh, the biggest con in America. The status or condition called a citizen of the United States. If you are a citizen of the United States, they declared the natives back in the 1920s. If you are in Alaska, a citizen of the United States and a native, you can go out and just fish and get whatever you want. A citizen of the United States, pale face like Ralph, can't do that. A citizen of the United States native can go out and kill a moose and call potlatch because somebody died. Ralph goes out and kills a moose because somebody died. I go to jail. A citizen of the United States as native can go out and pick up ivory and it's legal. Ralph goes up and picks up ivory. I have to have a native put something on it. I can't keep it. It's illegal. I go to jail. You see how that works? Because when you are accepting a benefit, and nobody wants to bring up this equal application of the laws and discriminate. Do you think they might be discriminating against me? We're all citizens of the United States. Except the natives, like in Dillingham, they get their property taxes paid. Pale faces in Dillingham, Alaska don't. That seem fair? You think that might be discrimination? Nobody puts this two and two together. Continuing on with this statement. Under such circumstances, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts and may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. And they quote Dismuke, D-I-S-M-U-K-E versus United States, 297 U.S. 167, and they quote Babcock again, 250 U.S. 328. I'm making this up. This is what's going on. Welcome to the Matrix. So you go into that court in Alaska, and it's not even a constitutional court. How do I know that? Every state has had their court system overthrown. I don't know how they've done it. I just tell you unequivocally, it's been done. There's a couple ways that I could tell you how and why I know it's been done, but let's take Alaska. Because I couldn't understand how can we have quote, black robe judges. And this happened to be Gladden's case. We went after Vanessa White, a Superior Court judge, about she didn't have a proper oath of office as a public officer. Do you know that there is no crime in Alaska for impersonating a public officer? There is one for impersonating a public servant. Who's a public servant? A frickin' employee. What happened to public officers? What happened to those people? People don't even know what they are. Because we're not told. So what they do, you go into this courtroom in Alaska, there's this black robed person, this Vanessa White. She says, I am an undersigned jurist. I have a law degree and I signed legal documents at the end and everything else is irrelevant. I am not kidding you. And she signed the order. That's the arrogance. Because they think they're invincible. I have helped Gladden sue. Like I say, he bailed out finally, but that's, we lost because he didn't follow up. But that's fine. I'm going to go after the borough and Vanessa White, by the way, happens to be the judge on a foreclosure, which is an in-rem action, which they don't want to tell you. It's about the property. It's nothing about who you are. I've got a FOIA in now. I said, I want to know what interest you have in this property. Because you see, I paid off one of those and they send you back a quitclaim. The borough sends back a quitclaim, all interest, if any. Really? That gives me that warm, fuzzy feel. All interest, if any? I don't need to have a law degree to figure out. I could do all interest, if any, quitclaim on anybody's property in Alaska because I don't got no interest. There's no law against doing that. This is what you get when you pay it off. Quote, redeem it. But see, we're stupid. I go over to the borough and give them 3 minutes of hell, and they sit there like, how dare you come in here and pound on us? They have no interest. They don't care. They're like these damn Democrats, like Schiff and Pelosi. They don't care. They're evil, and they're after power. And in Alaska, what'd they do? They changed the third district, which is the venue, the land, to the third judicial district. They just added one word. That sounds more official. The third judicial district. One damn word. So I said, okay, well, where is the third judicial district? Did the legislature create that? No. It's in the charter of the Alaska Bar. They created it. The Alaska Bar created an administrative venue. I kid you not. It's on the internet. I look it up. Whoop it. Look up State of Alaska or email me and I'll send you this whole brief on how we went after the judge in Dillingham. They created the venue, an administrative district. And then they took all of the attorneys and they made him sign a Rule 5 and a Rule 64 oath that they can't do constitutional law. They have to stay in the third judicial district or first, second, or fourth judicial districts. So that, quote, judge is nothing more than a bar member, an undersigned jurist, and I got the damn order to prove it. She has no oath of office as a public officer. She has no civil commission. They're supposed to be appointed. I have actually have one real civil commission from 1966. They didn't purge when I was doing all my research through the archives. I found one finally. They missed one so I could see what they really looked like. That was back in 1966. So what do we do? What do you do with these people that are out of control? It's like Schiff and Pelosi. You've heard these different things. What do you do with these people that are out of control? One, you can vote them out. But there ought to be some means to get them. There is, if these damn Republicans get off their butts and open up hearings and get them under the penalties of perjury. You can at least get the bastards for lying, because they will lie. But then we see McCabe come out that it was a liar, confirmed, and he gets a pass by the Department of Justice. I got to believe that Attorney General Barr and Durham is going to do something. I'm hearing it from Bill Still and people that got a lot better connections than me, and that there's indictments there. But why does McCabe get off? And we got somebody like Roger Stone that's got a jury member she's more than compromised. She's frickin' an anti-Trumper if there ever was one. And she's the foreman. And they shut him up. Colonel Flynn, there's so many discrepancies you can't even keep track of them. Finally, Barr's going to have an independent attorney general or independent person look into it. The Department of Justice is full of deep state liar, pure evil. And they got Ray, head of the FBI, and he's finally admitted he might try to do something. He's not trustworthy. He should be fired. But see the problem that Trump has? If you're a crook, it's easy to find crooks. Where do you find somebody honest? There aren't a lot of them out there, folks. Back in Christ's time, how many Christian real ones were there? We're always going to be outnumbered, but that don't mean we quit fighting, because we're on the right side. We're going to win. But getting back to these damn judges, you go in there and I know what they're doing. And you watch them work, and it's just, you want to get up and scream. They act so pious. So, oh my God, I'm so concerned about these poor children here. Yada, 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 what a crock of bullshit. And in the meantime, the court system and all of them are making money from federal grants from the feds. And like this act that I've got, get them while they're young. Oh, that's going to really work out well. I'm not kidding you. You can't make this stuff up. This is like sacrificing children in the Bible that they used to do. Except there's a different way of doing it. And I can tell you unequivocally, every court, and I say every court, state or federal, you get to the Supreme Court of the United States, and even they don't do what they're supposed to, but hopefully we're going to see some changes in some of these other courts, even though they're not lawfully there. They're all some form of a star chamber. They use the cruel trilemma. And the cruel trilemma is self-incrimination. They get you to self-incriminate by different ways. Colonel Flynn, they threaten you. IRS people, what they do there, these reduced to judgments, which are an in rem action, which we found out I'm working on that getting fleshed out now. They say, you can have a trial by jury. There is no trial by jury on an in rem. It's about the property. It's nothing about you. They keep the property, control of the property. A citizen of the United States can't own property. Did you know that? I found out that in the Anchorage, this is in Title IX of the Anchorage ordinances, the police can only write tickets for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. I said, wait a minute. Mine ain't government-owned. I own that thing. I know I do. No, I don't. I fought that for so damn many years that it pisses me off. The answer was so simple. But I've had to get a lot of experience under me to how to be able to cut through the crap anymore. I went over to Wasilla Chevrolet. I said, I want to see every document. The answer is always in the paperwork somewhere. You got to start at the root of the tree. I said, finally figured out. I'm down the road. I need to start at the root. What happens when I have been buying cars from Chevrolet and Dodge? They didn't want to give me all the paperwork. I said, I can sit outside here and say that you guys are doing some stuff. And I got nothing better to do. I'll pick at your damn place. You want to just try me. So finally, they decided to give me all of the paperwork. Do you know how long it took me? A couple of minutes. I just flummed through it. I found an attorney in fact contract. Single page. You give that person from Wasilla Chevrolet, at least, I mean, that's in line, it's not just the Chevrolet, they're all going to be the same. Complete power of attorney. It's called attorney in fact. It's an implied in law contract. Implied in law means it's the same as an express contract. Even though I just sign it, they get it notarized there. And what's it say? I give away all right, title, and interest? You gotta be kidding me. That's my damn car. Why would I do that? Then I had never seen a manufacturer statement of origin that comes with every car. And on it has the word property. Whoever has that thing actually is the true owner. If you have that original manufacturer statement of origin, well, you know what? They don't even tell you it exists. I found out that Wasilla Chevrolet hand carries those to DMV. And what do I get back? It's all paid off. I get back a damn piece of paper that says certificate of title, and it's got two lines on it, or three. So I think it's got three. It says there may be other security interests not shown. Wait a minute, what? Who's got a security interest? This stuff is supposed to be mine. It's a lie. They keep the manufacturer's statement of origin. They'll tell you they destroy them. They don't. They're collateralizing them. I can't prove that part yet, but that's what they're doing. They own everything. Every car in America. There might be a few exceptions. A few people have MSOs. I know Chuck Davis has a one of his trailer with no tag. Very few. It's like driving a rental car. It's their stuff. This is how they control us. Yeah, this is how they do it. It's their car. We think we own it because, oh yeah, but they can say you got to have insurance. I don't know if it was my damn car and I was having some of these idiots out there driving down the road. I sure the hell wanted insured. It's their car. So they can write traffic citations over it. I've got off on quite a few. When the cop comes up, I said, man, am I glad to see you. I want to report this as a stolen vehicle. Usually they just take the license and they can't get rid of me quick enough. I had one the other day, though, dumber than a damn rock, a trooper. And he said, you don't have a seatbelt on. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just sitting still. He said, you don't have a seatbelt on either, Bubba. So anyway, I did the little thing, and he just wrote me up a citation. I said, you know, I want to file a complaint. He says, I'm not going to take it. I got a call over there. I've been putting it off because I can do a post-conviction thing on it too, but I want to sue that bastard. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Because I can prove all these things now. But he wasn't having none of it. Usually they just, like I said, they give me my license back. They go back, come back, and you have a nice day. And I, wait a minute, what about this complaint, my criminal complaint? They don't want to go there. We don't own our cars because a citizen of the United States is a statutory creation. It is a statutory creation. And that's what I read. I didn't realize when I was reading in this, just like this case here, that I cited, aid to needy persons is solely a matter of statutory enactment. This is why they can give different benefits to different people, because what I didn't understand, when they create a statutory benefit, they could withhold anything they want. That's why they say, oh, you got to go through this administrative thing before you can do this, or you have no remedy in court. I mean, any of you have been through all those freaking damn variations of nonsense of ordinances. Well, you can't do this, can't do that, you can do this. And I found out how they control it in Alaska. Because I fought them like hell. You go into the lower court, a district court, for the state of Alaska. For the state of Alaska? Yeesh. Did I not know what for means? If I'm for somebody, it sure don't sound like Superior Court of the state of Alaska. They changed all that back in 1974. Not going to move.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, well, we're back. And these answers, I found some of these cases and stuff, but I just didn't have the knowledge, wisdom. It just keeps coming to me now, whatever reason. But the answers have been there. I knew there was something there. I couldn't understand it. Just like this benefit thing. I knew about that a long time ago, man, of course, 10 years ago. And I knew about benefits, but I couldn't find the root problem. What is the root problem of our overthrow in our republic? And all we got to do is look in the mirror. We're all guilty, every damn one of us. There's nobody here that you've signed something and documents that I absolutely guarantee you cannot understand and explain. Because some of these have so many arms to them, it's just unbelievable. But there is a core root to this problem. And that's what I've been working for. I've worked on so many branches. I've cut off so many leaves and trees or branches. Just keep working down to... And here somebody sent me, because I get stuff from all sorts of people. I get other ideas. And they may be off on a tangent, but there's good stuff and a lot of stuff. And then I go into Pacer, 10 cents a page. Go in and see what the big boys are doing, especially when they go after people like Trump. These states, they will say I'm a state of the United States. What the hell is that? Or they will say I am a sovereign state of the United States of America. What happened to be one of the several states? What the hell is going on here? Doesn't mean much to the average person. You know, it doesn't sound right. What you going to do about it? I'm going to get to here in the next hour. I'm working on being able to sue IRS agents and state people. I'm working on that. Got several projects I'm working on. Under Bivens, you can do it if you do it right. The one thing that came was given to me as Weiss Concise Trustee Handbook. So I'm going through this, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the law and the land all stick together. But I read this one sentence and everything, because it kicked in about there's some people in Minnesota that are fighting system. IRS went through the United States District Court, which is not, it's an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a legislative court. The judge is exercising judicial power of a district court. That's a statutory creation, 28 U.S.C. 132 C. And the authority is accepted practice. That's in the legislative history. That, by the way, is in one of these books, that two books, Title 18 and Title 28. There are very few of them left in the world that I have complete copies of, if you get my research. And it put this all together. It just all clicked. One sentence. And I'm going to read it. And it is powerful. It's on page 7 of this book. A statutory entity is inherently accountable to the courts of civil legislative jurisdiction, deriving subject matter jurisdiction from the corporate charter over which the legislature holds in rem jurisdiction, the property, as well by way of possession of charter documents themselves. Back in.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.